nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello, good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin. We are coming to live from Juba, and this evening we are going to be looking at roads in Juba. If you live here in Juba, you might have witnessed a lot of potholes on our major roads here in Juba, including the Juba Airport Road, Isora, and many other parts in Juba. And also over the past weeks, because of the heavy rain in Juba, most parts of Juba City were flooded and many houses were actually submerged underwater. And this is also blamed due to lack of a proper drainage system within the city. And also recently there has been a legal notice of intention to sue Juba City Council and others by residents of Gudele, High Referendum, and Mio Saba, due to what the town has the bad state of major and feeder roads that has been left impassable. And they're also saying that because of the bad state of these roads, many people have lost properties. People could not send their kids to school when it rains. And some people also got some sicknesses. This is what the letter is saying. We have seen the copy. Already, I have seen the copy of this letter. And I'm joined here in the studio by the Deputy Mayor for Physical Infrastructure and Environment, Juma Moses Michael. Good evening, and thank you so much for honoring our invitation to come to us this evening and tell us exactly what is the Juba City Council doing about the issue of roads in South Sudan. Yes, good evening.
Yes, thank you, Sunny Martin, and thank you all the listeners of Miraya FM.
Okay, and our lines will be open to you later on, where you can call on 091-206-7879 or 091-206-7929 or 091-206-8101, or do send us your comment to our SMS number 091-2177-1401. First of all, let's begin. What is being done to fix these potholes in Juba? If you are coming from, if you are going from here to the airport and going on to 7 days, this highway, just after Lily Supermarket, opposite is Stambing Bank, that lane is completely damaged. Yeah, I'm sure you are aware about it, plus many others. So tell us the status of roads in Juba City Council.
Thank you, my brother Sunny Martin. And once again, I would like to say good evening, our listeners. I have today come here to be able to give highlights of what is happening in Juba City Council and the state of our roads within the city, and then also the roads inside the residential areas. Sincerely and honestly, our roads are almost worn off everywhere, and our roads are in a very bad state, depopulated, and that is the situation of our roads. And we have seen the challenges happening in the city. The road connectivity has become a little bit challenging, and the problem, especially when it rains, it is a bit difficult for our residents of Juba City Council. And I surely acknowledge the situation and the state of our roads within the city. And most of these roads, first of all, every citizen thinks that every road belongs to Juba City Council. Mm-hmm. But I want to assure our citizens and the residents of Juba City that the tarmac roads are for the state government. And then
give us an example. Okay, yes. Tarmac road in Juba.
For example, these roads that you're talking about, from the airport going to 7 days, from Lily Supermarkets going to 7 days.
So it is not under Juba City Council?
It is not under Juba City Council. What we do is we help in maintaining the roads. Mm-hmm. Yes. But where is the responsibility of Juba City Council? It's the inner roads, the residential roads. that is the responsibility of Juba City Council. But the major roads are for the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So these feeder roads, which are under your responsibility, could you tell us which one is being worked on right now?
To be honest with you, most of these roads, the last time I visited here, I have mentioned number of roads that we had put in our plans for rehabilitation. One, and including even opening of new roads, that last time I mentioned specifically, from Funeral House that connects up to Gudeli New Market, we had put in our financial year 2024-2025 that we really needed to open that road specifically to reduce on the issue of the traffic jam along Low Road. And unfortunately, we were faced with a lot of challenges, the issue of the inflation, the dollars, and then the rise of the fuel prices affected our budget, that we couldn't open the roads that we had put into our budget and the roads that we had promised to rehabilitate. We couldn't do that. But still, within our 2024-2025 budgets, there are roads that we have done, specifically the... How do you call at Labara Suksita Road? We manage our best and ensure that that road is rehabilitated.
The one connecting up to Shari Tombra.
The one that connects
up that side of Kator.
That connects up that side of Kator from the Suksita, from that from the door of the Gieda.
Yeah.
That connects the other side. We are able to rehabilitate that road, and then we were also able to construct and finish bridge. It's called Salama Bridge. That was started before our leadership came in, and it was not completed.
Which bridge is that?
It is called Salama Road. It is in Atilabara.
Mm-hmm.
It connects Atilabara with the that side of Lologo.
Yeah.
Yes. We are able also to complete that bridge. And then there is a road in Monuki that we are also able to work on that. However much we had promised more than what we had done, and the reason simply why we couldn't accomplish our promises, it is because of the influential. You see, Juba City Council doesn't have external fundings. We rely on our day-to-day collections, and which collections we don't collect anyhow. We have got what we call red schedules.
Mm-hmm.
We use red schedules for collecting of our resources. And when we came out with the red schedules 2024-2025, when the dollar had not reached 500 something, then when came in to the time of the implementation, when we are still at the 200 or 300,000 something, and then you can see towards the implementation of the budget, the dollars had already tripled times two. That really affected our planning. And you've seen most of our red schedules is being done in local currency. And when it comes to issues like equipment and fuel, sometimes these are things that when we are buying them, it requires hard currency. And then for you to be able to get them, you need to convert these pounds to hard currency so that you will be able to get. That affected a little bit of our work. But I want to say this, that last week, Friday, I went to the passing of the new budget, 2025-2026. That I had already passed on Friday.
For City Council?
For City Council.
At the tune of how much?
30 billion.
SSP?
SSP.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For which physical budget? 25, 26?
25, 26, yes. Mm-hmm. So our budget had grown from 11 billion.
Mm-hmm.
2024, 2025, it was 11 billion.
And now it is 30
now
billion?
Now it has gone to 30 billion. So now we know.
Within this budget, what are the priorities? Within the 30 billion?
Within the 30 billion, the priorities that we have put is issues of roads, road connectivity, and then the drainage system, because roads moves along with the drainage system, and then waste management. All this money goes for that.
Are there new roads you have identified within the 30 billion, or you wish to complete the roads that were identified and were budgeted for in the 2024-25 budget, which was at the tune of 11 billion SSP?
The new road that I've added into our budget is, how do you call this road that connects from Dar es Salaam up to the other side of Rock City?
Yeah.
That road we had not captured in our previous budget of 2024-2025. But in our 2025-2026 budget, we had already put it into our budget. And then also the bridge that connects Rock City, and
the overdue bridge.
Mm-hmm. And then and the law.
Mm-hmm.
We have also put that bridge into our budget. So these are new additions that we have tried to incorporate into our budget to see that these two that we have added, it enters the list of our previous budget 2024-2025.
Mm-hmm. There is a, Deputy Mayor, there is a growing frustration by the residents of Juba City about the status of roads in Juba. You only talk and nothing is being done. This takes me to this question. There is a notice of intention to sue Juba City Council, Ministry of Roads, and the Ministry of Environment by residents of Gudele, High Referendum, and Mio Saba due to what they term as bad state of major and feeder roads that has been left impassable. They have stated their reasons. They said even the road have led to sicknesses in the area, diseases. The road have led to poverty. Kids cannot be sent to school. First of all, have you got this letter as a city council?
Yeah.
And this falls under your docket.
Exactly. I heard about it, and this evening I got copy of it, but not official. And we are still waiting to receive that document so mm-hmm. that we can look into it. And then surely the issue of roads within Juba,
mm-hmm.
it is not only Juba City Council. It is a collaborative effort of Juba City Council and the Ministry of Roads, Central Equatorial State, and even together with the National Ministry. Last week we were together, the Ministry of National Government for Roads, the State Ministry, and then Juba City Council. I was representing Juba City Council. We were moving around the city,
yeah,
trying to identify the bad roads and what we can do, where we can repair. So we have decided to come together as three levels of government, to come together to see how can we intervene urgently into the rehabilitations of this road. We moved, including governor was there. We moved, we started from Crown Hotel, because we wanted to divert this road.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
the one passing via the airport.
Because we never wanted that the cars, only the cars that will pass from the civil aviation coming mm-hmm. to the other side, or from Crown coming to the other side,
mm-hmm.
these are cars that we wanted that should be coming to the airport.
Okay.
But other people, we are diverting them.
Where will this road go?
This road, it connects from Crown and then up to around near Stambek, near Stambek,
yeah.
Young there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just after Panorama.
Just after Panorama, so, around there.
Yeah. So that's where the new road is going to open.
When
do you intend to block this airport road and create that new road?
We cannot block now because, first of all, the reason why we visited, there are people who have encroached to the road.
Mm-hmm.
And even in our visit, we are having the state minister for housing, because there are people who have encroached to the road, and it is under the responsibility of the minister for housing. And we had given him a responsibility that for us to be able to move ahead, first of all, identify how many people, households have encroached to the road, and then look into their documents, if their encroachment is within their documents or not. If not, where do we take them? So identify for us these numbers so that we will be able to look into the alternative of moving these people. Where are we moving? So once that process is done, then he will be able to inform us.
Is there a timeline?
Yes, we gave him 2 weeks to identify.
Mm-hmm. Since when, the 2 weeks?
No, it was on Saturday.
Yeah,
starting counting this Monday.
Okay.
Yes, so he's supposed to do
working days.
Working days.
All right. So it means up to the 5th of next month.
Exactly. He's supposed to do his assessment.
Okay.
And give us a report. I have assessed 10 people, I've encroached. And these 10 people, according to the plan in the housing, these are not their plots. These are public spaces that enter to the road. So they have to be evicted. So now, therefore, this is where Juba City Council, the state minister, and the national ministry comes into diverting the road.
Mm-hmm.
We will not block the road until when the other road is constructed.
Okay. And I am sure you are aware about it. Over the past 2 to 3 weeks, there has been heavy rain in Juba. And because of the poor drainage system within the city, many people were affected by flood. Many houses were left just underwater. And there was a lot of anger from people on Juba City Council and other stakeholders for not opening up drainage system within the city, even on the airport road, just after Panorama. Our own reporter witnessed a woman with a baby who got drowned. So there is really a problem with the drainage system. What is being done to open up the drainage system within the city so that water can pass freely?
Yeah, I think we took this as a concern, not only Juba City Council. Last week on our tour, as I was telling you, I couldn't conclude when I was telling you this. During our tour, we even visited the airport. The issue of the drainage is not only with the residential areas. Mm-hmm. Even the airport itself, when it rains, it is overflooded. So it has become a concern for us collectively. The two ministries, state and the national, and Juba City Council, including the civil aviation authority, we were together to see into modalities how these channels, we can open these channels to allow water move freely. And regarding the issue of floodings in the residential areas, surely we really know that rain, it can rain anytime, and when it overrains, it floods.
Yeah.
That one everybody knows. But then we as residents also, we have got challenges. Sometimes we build our houses. We cannot even within your plot, you cannot create a drainage system that the other neighbor can be able to connect from there.
Everybody blocks.
Everybody, you block. Where do you think that the water can pass from? And we have tried this through our quota councillors to inform people that everybody must be able to create a drainage system within the perimeters of his plot.
Mm-hmm.
People are not doing that. Now, as I have told you before, with the budget constraint that we have in Juba City Council, we are struggling to open roads. As I said last time, that whenever we are opening roads, roads moves in line with the drainage. We cannot come and then we open drainage when we are not doing roads.
Yeah.
These two things work collectively. So surely we are committed this time, and during the opening of the budget, I really emphasize a lot that the 2024-2025 financial year, we are not able to do best because there are a lot of gaps within, there are a lot of administrative gaps within the institution that this time we really need to close so that we will be able to do the best to the people. So some of these administrative gaps, these are things that last time you have mentioned, some of our tax collectors, they go get money and then they write a different receipt. And then that is given to the owner of the shop, the one that goes to Juba City Council with the small figures.
So the amount paid is not what is given to you finally?
It is not that is given to us finally. And we last time discussed this in this house.
Mm.
So we have come with the mechanisms.
What are the mechanisms?
We have come with the different forms, that our assessment forms.
So this is a new form now?
Yes, it is
introduced
a new form.
Introduced
by Juba City Council, our assessment forms, demand notes. Whenever we are going to demand you, it must indicate your institution, it must indicate your contacts, it must indicate the name of your business. For example, if this house is a business place, it has to indicate that this is a radio station, and the name of the radio station is called Miraya FM, and then the contact person in Miraya FM is Sunny Martin, and then the contact of Sunny Martin, so that we will be able to trace in. And then our forms have got security features now.
Mm-hmm.
Our forms have got security features so that nobody can have the same form that we have, and then you go and collect money. And then these forms, when you pick them from the office, the person that gives you the form, he signs with the code. And then after, when you go, you come back, and then the other copy we give to our security personnel to do follow-up, to go to the ground and see. Because, in fact, these tax collectors, they don't move alone. They move with the security personnel. So now, so that our security personnel will be able to use the same form for follow-up to see whether what Sunny Martin has paid is what is reflecting in our documents
here. Yeah.
So these are mechanisms that we have
so
come
up. So does this form apply to all forms of business within the city?
It is for us, yes. All the businesses within the city, in Juba City Council, whether Munuki block, whether Kator block, all these forms are going to be there with different serial numbers.
Okay. When are we seeing this rolling out to the market?
Yeah, because our financial year, as I said, I just passed the budget last Friday. Now, this week, yesterday, we are for executive leadership meeting, trying to close these gaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now this week we'll close. The other coming week, once we are done with these arrangements, then we will be able, because our financial year has not yet started, we are not collecting money. If you see Juba City Council officials moving around, those are what we call public orders. Public order, they move, if the place is very dirty, and then you charge, and so on like that.
Mm-hmm.
But our collection stopped. We are not collecting money now until officially our 2025-2026 financial year opens.
When is it opening?
The signing is today. I passed last week Friday. The signing is today.
Was it done today?
Yes, it is done.
The 30 billion
SSP. 30 billion budget.
Or sign.
Yes.
So when the budget becomes effective today or next week?
It is already effective from the signing.
Okay.
But now we are now putting arrangements on how we can deploy our people so that they can start here and collecting this money.
Okay.
But that's why we want to fix the gaps first.
Mm-hmm.
We are still dealing with the issues of the forms, adding security features, code, and so on. So that we will be able to mitigate the level of corruption from our staffs that has gone so high.
Okay. Now, this takes us to where Juba City Council stops. Could you tell our listeners, where does Juba City Council, your powers, where does it start and ends where? Because if I am operating in Gudele Kuburabuba, do I fall under you? Where does your border ends within the city?
Kuburabuba, that is Juba County.
Mm-hmm.
We end around, there is a place called Texas.
Texas?
Yes.
Around Doha?
Around Doha.
Mm-hmm.
That is our end with Juba City Council. The other side, that is now Juba County. This side is Juba City Council.
What about this side of Jebel Market?
Jebel Market. If you go to Jebel, the other side of Mamur, that is Juba County.
Okay.
And then the other side that comes to Rock City, it is Juba City.
Okay.
And then Central Bank, that is Juba County.
In Juba Town?
Jebel.
Jebel, yes.
Yes.
They call it Jondoro.
Jondoro. From Central Bank, that road that passes in front of Central Bank.
Yeah.
Where Central Bank is, that is Juba County. The other side is Juba City.
So then when you're coming via Central Bank, in front of Central Bank, coming to join this road going to Freedom Bridge.
Freedom Bridge.
Is that part
in the left?
Yeah.
In the left?
Yeah.
That is Juba City.
Okay.
In the right? That is Juba County.
All right. So this side of Koyo up to Juba Town?
That is Juba City.
Okay.
You end up to the bridge.
Okay.
And then the other side, it ends up to Isentos.
Okay.
That is our border.
All right. Okay. Before our lines are open, garbage collection.
Yes.
There are a lot of garbages within the town. The last time you were here, you said that you received trucks.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's happening with the garbage collection? Why are there so many heaps of garbages on the street?
Where?
Which
street?
Even along the Juba airport, when you're coming here in the morning, you find a lot of...
That is in the morning. When you go back in the evening, do you see that?
Mm. Why are people putting the garbages on the street?
When you go back in the evening, you don't see, right?
Yeah, the question is, why are these garbages being put on the street? Why can't they keep it in front of their doors and then the cars will come and collect them?
Yeah, that is very good, Sonny Martin. You see, sometimes I keep blaming our residents of the city. I have always kept telling the people that let us be a responsible citizen. It is our collective responsibility to see that we transform our city to become a clean city. It is not only the responsibility of Juba City Council.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coming back to the question you have just asked, the issue of bringing garbage to the roadside, this is something that we have been so discouraging. The issue of bringing garbage to the roadside, completely we are against that issue. And this issue started during the time when Juba City Council was not having trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And Juba City Council was still hiring the trucks. And then they thought unwisely that since they have no trucks, let the resident bring their garbages to the roadside so that they collect. That remained as a mentality to the people of Juba City Council, or to the residents of Juba. It remains as a mentality. Now that we have got our trucks, we keep telling them, every resident should keep his own waste in his own house. Because, Sonny Martin, you have seen, we have enrolled a program that is called House-to-House Collection of Waste Management.
Mm, people pay.
And you can confirm to me, maybe in your house, even these trucks...
Every Friday,
exactly. Yeah. And then you ask yourself, why still do people bring their waste and garbages to the roadside, yet every Friday in your area, because there are different areas and they have different days.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you bring still your garbages to the roadside, yet you know every Friday or Tuesday or Thursday, there is a truck coming? That remains the problem. Then we are not a responsible citizens. So the issue, it is not us encouraging the residents to bring their waste, but we instead, we are discouraging, we are saying everybody should be able to keep his what? His waste in his house, so that we will be able to collect. We enrolled the house-to-house collection of garbages. It is moving on well, and we have no much more challenges about that. And in regards to the issue of unnecessary dumpings now when it comes to the soaps, because if you see this waste that is being brought in the morning,
yeah,
those are not for the soap owners. Those are people inside the residence. They pay these young boys.
They carry. They drag it.
Yes. And then they put there. So we are discouraging that, and we have encouraged our public order to punish such kind of behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
To punish such kind of behaviors so that it becomes a responsibility for all of us to ensure our city is clean.
Okay.
But to be honest to our citizens, we have done our part, and we are still doing our part. If you see the waste in the city right now, it is not compared to before. And we are putting a lot of efforts. Even we have got awareness programs with our quota councillors, and then with our state radio station, EBC.
Mm-hmm.
We have got those programs, awaring the public that the issue of the waste is a collective responsibility everybody must have. And we are still putting a lot of efforts to see that we completely address the issue of waste management in the city.
The question now residents are asking and complaining about is, they are not complaining about paying for the waste to be collected, but they are complaining that you, even as a city council, you don't provide these bags for keeping the waste.
Yes.
So when is the city council introducing handing over polythene bags, for example, for the residents, so that you just come and collect and dump it in the car?
I believe later on, when you open our lines, there will be some other residents that will tell you that we do give these paper bags.
Okay.
I can promise you, within the callers that are going to call us,
mm-hmm.
one of the callers will tell us that they do receive. Maybe in some areas, I don't know, but what we know as an institution, that we are giving this.
Okay.
And you ask the question whether people are paying, we have introduced that let people pay for this to support, because we
How
use...
How much?
It depends on the areas. Munuki, I think Munuki, we are paying around, Munuki block.
Yeah.
We are paying around 4,000 small money.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tomping, we are paying around 6,000.
Okay.
And then Amarat, we are paying around 8,000.
Why the variation?
The variation is the classes of the areas.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes, we shall be finding out more from you. Our lines will be open to you shortly, where you can call us on 091-2068-7879 or 091-2069-2929, or you can also send us your comment or SMS number 091-2177-141. In the studio, I have the Deputy Mayor for Infrastructure and Environment, Juma Moses, and we are discussing about the issues of roads within Juba City Council. If you live here in Juba, you know, and he has also explained the issue of the drainage system and opening up a new road via this one in the airport. If you live here in Juba or you have been to Juba, they will be closing that once a new road is open. They have just also signed their budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 at the tune of 30 billion SSP. They are introducing a new form where if you have a business here in Juba, there's a new form by the city council with a lot of features. With contacts, with everything. This is to minimize corruption, to be precise, and it will be rolling out very soon if you have a business here in Juba. You can call us and ask your question as we continue. Hello, Redmira.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Good evening to the guests in the studio.
Yes, go ahead. Your name?
Andrea Camilo Ongams in Fagao area.
Okay.
I'm glad to have the guests in the studio from Juba City Council.
Mm-hmm.
My question goes to him like this. As it is now in the studio, it is good for him to talk now. They have a budget. But later on, this budget will go somewhere which infrastructure will not be done with it. Do we ensure that this budget will go to clear some areas which are now, there is bad road and also some canal which will be done? Not. If not, this money will go to the people pocket there in Juba, as I know so far. Otherwise, only one time he came back to the studio and we asked him the same question, so we will be surprising him, because I am sure that they will not going to take action in what happened there in Juba.
Okay.
That I know so far.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yes, he want to know the priorities of this budget. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Radio Maraya.
Yeah, your name?
Yes, I'm Olwani Makur from Yerola.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I welcome the deputy mayor.
Okay.
So, feel at home in radio station. Yeah, for me, I have some question here about Juba, because I went to new site 2 weeks back. When you see, you talk about the garbage before presenter, you see this one, when you see containers, they are moving with the water together, and even they block the road between that one, new side to the place that Kubura going to Catholic University, you will see that pool of water and a pool of containers. What is the thing about this? Because in other countries like Kenya, people introduce bottles in order that such a thing cannot happen. We see the rubbish full on the road even now can affect the community. That is one. Number two, drainage is very poor. When you see in a referendum in other places, taxes are collected. And those taxes, where these taxes goes? Because taxes are collected to support internal road and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And taxes are collected and they are not really supporting the citizen. And taxes are going every time and then. Other question also I would like, why government, the places for government are very poor? When you see the city council of Juba, they are really for biting a bit. But for the government, the place is very poor. And you see the national government take a lot, even the oil money, everything, revenue, non-revenue, and everything.
Okay.
And this, those things should be collected to support what they for the public,
right,
not for the individual. Other thing I would like to know more, why not they are not related? Why not they are not related? They work differently.
Okay.
You see from the government, from the national, coming down, it is the one government, and government mean protection.
All right.
Why not they are not able to protect their citizens?
All right.
This is my question from Yerol.
Thank you so much from Yerol there. Yes, so we have another similar question here. This is coming from Jackson, and Jackson is asking, Deputy Mayor, thank you for coming. I have two questions for you. Could you update us about lightening Juba? The last time you were here, you talked about beautifying Juba City Council, including lights. How far have you gone with that project? And he wants to know also about the structure of leadership within the city. That's from Jackson. Another SMS here is saying that, Deputy Mayor, what kind of punishment is being given to those reckless drivers who, once they're drunk over the weekend, they go about knocking all what is being erected by the city council within the city? He's giving an example of the Juba Airport Road, where those metals that is separating the roads are being knocked down by drivers, and the car is left for a whole day, everybody seeing it. How do you justify destruction during day broad night? This is from Deng in Juba. Another SMS is saying that, okay, the same question about the priority in this budget. Yes, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you. And thank you all our callers for this program. Let me start with the priorities of Juba City Council. The 30 billion budget, 2025-2026, first of all, I want to let our residents and our listeners know that this is a projection.
Yeah.
There is no assurance whether we are going to collect this money or not, whether them as taxpayers are going to give us money or not. This is a projection. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
Yes. The guarantee and the assurance of getting the money is not there. But this is our budget that we have put all our priorities within. Should we get this money?
These are the things we want to do.
But with all the collection Juba City Council does, and with all the businesses in Juba, can't you raise this money within 1 year?
But if you look at the nature of our businesses, the businesses that we have within our territory of Juba City Council,
yeah,
you see, most of these factories are outside Juba City Council.
Okay.
And these are entities that could pay us a lot of money. They are not within our territories.
What about the hotels?
This is the only thing that we are projecting on.
Yeah.
Are you getting?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we are projecting on. And we believe that we will raise this money.
Sorry to cut you, Deputy Mayor.
Yes.
There are a lot of complaints from people who have businesses in custom in Konyo-Konyo that City Council comes every day, that Nasta Buyelo, these people putting on yellow, they come every day collecting money and all this. We are just tired, even in local restaurants.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you said you have stopped collecting money. So this is confusing. Somebody have just sent the same question.
Those are public orders.
With the yellow?
In fact, we have got all of them put on the same uniform.
Yeah.
All of them put.
Those ones, they don't belong to City Council?
Put on the yellow?
Yes.
I don't get. Mm. What we call people who put on a yellow shirt,
yeah,
those we call them council guards.
Yeah.
Council guards, they go with our tax collectors,
including security
to protect them.
Yeah,
but the people who collect are not on a yellow uniform. You know their uniform where they put stars in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, those are the people that collect. If the council guards are collecting money with the yellow shirt, then it is not necessary.
Okay.
Then those are not our people, but they are not supposed to collect.
Okay.
What they are supposed to do is to protect those ones, the rent collectors.
Okay.
Coming back to the question, in our projection of 30 billion, financial year 2025-2026, we have put in the issues of road openings and the road rehabilitations, drainage system, and waste management, including the beautification of the city, which someone has said, I will still answer that, because he said I mentioned the other thing of beautification last year, in 2024-2025 year. So now, our budget is specifically on these areas, beautification of the city, waste management, drainage, and the road rehabilitations within the areas of our territory. This is the projection capturing all these things. Now, coming to somebody saying about new site, about a referendum drainage.
Yeah.
New site and a referendum, these are not within our territory.
So it's under Juba County?
That is under Juba County.
Okay.
And that's why when I first started by mentioning our territories.
Yeah.
So that when somebody is asking, must be able to ask something that is within our jurisdiction. Referendum, new site, it is not within our jurisdiction. Mia Saba is within our jurisdiction.
Okay.
Yes, somebody has asked a question, why the national government and the state government and city council, why are they not working together?
Mm-hmm.
We have got what we call decentralized system of government. And in the decentralized system of a government, we have got three levels of government. The national government with its own mandate, the state government with its own mandate, the city council with its own mandate. Are you seeing this?
Yeah.
Even the taxes, what we collect, the state government doesn't collect. So you can see these are three levels of government in a decentralized system of government.
Mm-hmm.
If he was saying, why are we not working together? We are not a centralized system of government.
Yeah.
A centralized system of government is that one of Uganda.
Okay.
It is not our system. So we are working different levels of government. Yes, we are the same government, but in different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is my answer for him. And regarding the question of the beautification of the city, that I have talked about it. You see, when I was appointed last year, October, the first thing I did was to move around the city to identify exactly what are the problems within the city. Some of these problems that I have mentioned here are the issues that I have surely identified on the ground. Road drainage, waste management, beautification of the city. I captured all in my plans. I put all these plans, I table in our leadership executive council. It was passed. And then that was when I came here and I speak about it. And then again, I took this to the former governor, His Excellency Agustino Jadala. And he wrote a directive to my boss, the mayor, to implement this plan. And what happened? Me, in my docket, I'm just to implement.
Yeah.
I am just to implement, to come with the plans, table them, approved, resources are channeled, and they're supervised.
Okay.
That is my mandate. Why it is not done and how it has delayed, it is not within my powers. But still, we believe that we have got challenges, financial challenges. That is why we are not able to accomplish that.
Okay. Yes. And from the 11 billion in the previous budget, how much did you manage to raise?
The money that we, I know, we almost raised the 11 billion we completed. Mm-hmm. We got all that money.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And what kind of projects did you manage to achieve, apart from the roads you mentioned?
Apart from the road, we have bought a roller, and then we have got one roller, and then we have got one grader that we have added into our machines, because as Juba City Council, we have got machines.
Okay.
What we are looking into every year, at least we buy some machines, equipment, so that we will be able to rehabilitate the roads ourselves, because we have got engineering department in Juba City Council. So we are looking at if we keep hiring, why can't we add every year, we add some machines, we add some machines, so that we will be able to use our own machines to reduce on the cost. So apart from the work success that I have mentioned, we are able also to get these machines, we have them.
Okay. There was a question about the structure
Yes.
of leadership within Juba City Council.
The structure within the leadership of Juba City Council, I think
there has been a lot of political wrangle on who comes in and from which place and all this kind of thing.
Exactly. The political structure of Juba City Council, by law, it is the mayor and is supposed to be elected, and then is the CEO, which is supposed to be brought in by the Minister of Local Government, appointed by the Minister of Local Government. And then we have got two deputy CEO, it is within the structures. And then we have got block directors, we have got finance sections, we have got a legal section, and then we have got engineering department, we have got an environment department. And the other thing that I need to mention, I need to inform our listeners, we have come with a decision yesterday in our executive meeting to reintegrate the issue of waste management. You see, we used to manage waste block by block, but now we are integrating it. To be managed only by the environment. We have a directorate.
So under
Juba City Council.
Yeah.
But supervised by me.
Okay.
Yes. Because we have got a lot of loopholes, as you have said. We have got the trucks, but you still find that there are some other areas that are still very dirty. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, I decided to table it in the executive council. Let us integrate so that we supervise only one institution instead of three blocks plus Juba City Council, four blocks. So I said no. We need one person to be accountable. So yesterday we have decided to integrate the management of waste to the environment, to the management under environment.
Okay.
Yes.
And this issue of the politics being played within the Juba City Council when it comes to the issue of mayor and all this.
Yes.
How is it impacting the work of the city council?
Politics being played like?
Who comes from where? When appointing a mayor.
Ah, okay. Yeah, the politics of who comes where, it depends on the interests of the governor. But our constitutions are very clear that any citizen of Central Equatorial State can become a mayor.
Not necessarily from Juba.
Not necessarily from Juba. Yes, the person who thinks like that has a problem.
So if
also.
I come from Morobo, I can be the mayor of Juba City Council?
You can be a mayor of Juba City Council.
Okay.
Whether through elections or through appointment.
Okay, but because now it is through appointment.
Yes, it is through appointment. But what you're just asking, you know, people have been always asking themselves that the administration of Juba City Council has always been dominated by one county. And it is true, it has been happening. But the decision why it is happening, it depends on the governors that comes in.
Yeah.
Because the governor can decide, like when Emmanuel Adi was the governor, he was from Greater Yei. So it was not necessary for him also to bring a mayor.
From Greater
he has to bring from
because
here.
Because of balancing.
So I think during that time it was necessary. Mm-hmm. But during the time of the former governor, he was from Juba, and he brought the mayor from Juba.
Does it matter?
No, for balance, it matters.
Mm-hmm.
It matters because as we have said, we need a balancing of power within Central Equatorial State. So it is necessary. And the issue and the position of the mayorship is not necessarily for one county.
Mm-hmm.
It is for all the counties in Central Equatorial State.
Okay, that's what the law says.
That is what the law says. There is nothing that prohibits any other person from the county, from any other county, to become a mayor. Any other person can become a mayor in Juba City here.
Okay.
Yes.
So is that causing a kind of friction within the Central Equatorial State elites?
Of course, to me, it may not cause a public issue, But it is necessary that the issue of the mayorship should move around. Let every county get the issue of the mayorship, because they are part of the city. They are part of Central Equatoria. So it is necessary for balancing of the power. It's now the governor is from, currently the governor is from Juba. We believe that it should be also to go any other place.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And finally, the last time you said citizens of Juba city should be patriotic and stop dumping.
Exactly.
And stop throwing this bottled water, like what our caller from Ural said.
Yes.
Because once you throw this bottled water, it blocks the passage of water along the airport road. Once it rains, when you go here late in the evening hours, you see a lot of bottled water just floating and all this, even sometimes blocking the road. What is your concluding remark as we conclude our discussion?
Yes, my concluding remarks is still remains the same, that the issue of the waste management, I am really appealing to our citizens. Let us be responsible citizens. I have myself witnessed this, someone taking water, he's being here and driving, and then he just throws a bottle. Or you're walking, you throws a bottle. This is a behavior that is not acceptable.
Mm.
We should be a responsible citizen, and let us own the responsibility of the city. You see, let it be a collective responsibility that it is us to make our city clean and beautiful. It is not only Juba City Council. For us, we are just institutions, we make policies, and then we provide leadership. But still, we have got a responsibility as citizens to ensure that we don't throw our bottles. Let us keep our bottles within our houses and so on. However, in this financial year, we are looking into providing what we call metallic dustbins along the streets. Metallic dustbins, so that we will really allow our citizens, because when surely they are moving on the road, they are drinking water, they
There's
need to
nowhere.
Put them somewhere. So sometimes to some extent we don't blame them, but this year, trust me, we are going to put these metallic dustbins along the streets, so that now we will be able to come full force with our enforcement to ensure this law is enforced, that nobody throws a bottle.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Deputy Mayor, for coming to our studio. We appreciate your coming so much. On Nationwide, my name is Annie Martin. Stay tuned.